You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. As technology gets better and, as we said, more probes out into our solar system, we're learning a lot. I mean, recently a photo from Jupiter from its south pole went viral on the internet. I mean, it's a photo of Jupiter. Well, there's a lot more out there. I mean, recently researchers have been trying to track down a theoretical Planet 9. Sorry, Pluto for the downgrade, by the way. And the latest comes from the University of Michigan. There might be a friend for Pluto. David Gurdes is a professor of physics and astronomy at Michigan. So just what do you think you found?
We've found what we think is a dwarf planet, a small minor planet that's orbiting in the solar system beyond Neptune, far, far, far beyond Pluto. What is interesting about this object is that it is more than twice as far away from the Earth right now and from the Sun as Pluto is.
Wow.
So if you want to get to see this thing, like the New Horizons probe got to see Pluto, you know, go on a spaceship for a decade or so, take a short rest at Pluto, but you're not even halfway there. So
right.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's amazing. How do you confirm something like this? I mean, you've got some measurements that are indicators, but you've got to get some confirmation here.
There is no doubt that this object exists, and what is a little bit less certain is whether it is truly a dwarf planet. This was found with the ground-based telescope, not with a space probe, but just using good old-fashioned telescopes on the ground. Now, it's a good old-fashioned 4-meter telescope, not the kind of thing you might look through in your backyard. But we've been doing a project here at Michigan and with collaborators around the country and around the world to use a new camera on a 4-meter telescope down in Chile, an optical telescope, just like the light we see with our eyes. And it's a digital camera, just like the kind of thing that you might have on your phone, but this one has 570 megapixels.
So a little more.
It's a little bit bigger. The size of the images on this thing is about the size of a manhole cover. It's, mm-hmm. it's a big wide field of view that can take in a region of the sky several times the area of the full moon. So it's pulling in a lot of light over a lot of area in each image. And the purpose of this survey had nothing whatsoever to do with finding objects in the solar system. What I like about what we've done is that we've found a way to use this data set for something other than what it was originally intended to do. What we intended to do was to make maps of distant galaxies and understand something about the large-scale structure and expansion of the universe. Although our goal is to look at distant galaxies, we're looking out through the dusty window of our solar system, and there's stuff in the foreground that gets in the way. For most of my collaborators, this is an irritating foreground that gets in the way of the stuff we're trying
to
see.
Right.
But I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could try to find actually new things in the solar system that swim into view as we systematically scan the sky? Most of the objects in our pictures are stars in our own galaxy and other galaxies outside of our own. They stay in the same place every single night. We go back and look, they're still there. Just like when you go out in the backyard and look at the Big Dipper or Orion, you recognize that same pattern. It's the same from night to night. It's the same from decade to decade. Stars and galaxies are so far away that they just don't really move on human timescales. But things nearby, like the moon, planets, they do move in the night sky. They change their position against the background of the stars. What we tried to do was find things that were in one place on one night and then weren't there the next time we looked. We call those transients, something that was there and then wasn't there. The problem is that they're so darn common. There are lots and lots and lots of transients. Most of them are actually asteroids in the main belt between Mars and Jupiter. We wanted to look for things that are in the other asteroid belt in our solar system, which is in the region of the solar system beyond Neptune. The most famous thing out there is Pluto. What we found was a collection of dots that we were able to tie together with an orbit and say, these are not just some random dots in our images. This is actually the same thing that appeared in different places on different nights. At this point, there is no doubt we now have 3 years' worth of observations of this object. We know it's very distant because it moves extremely slowly, because it is very, very far away from the Sun, and so it's orbiting extremely slowly.
How big is it? How long does it take to orbit the Sun? Do you have enough data to figure those things out yet?
Dede takes a little over 1,100 years to orbit the Sun. It takes more than four times as much time to go around the Sun as Pluto does. It's in a very elongated, very elliptical orbit. At its closest approach to the Sun, it will be about as close as Pluto is most of the time. It'll be about 40 times as far away from the Sun as the Earth is. But that won't happen until the year 2142. We got lucky and happened to catch this thing well over a century before it makes its closest approach to the Sun. To be seen that far out, we knew it had to be reasonably big. We figured out it's about the size of Iowa.
So you saw something in the sky in our solar system beyond Pluto, 92 times further from the sun than the Earth, the size of Iowa?
Let's try to put this in perspective. People like to make scale models of the solar system. Let's suppose the sun is the size of a basketball, and we place it at the 50-yard line in the big house. Earth is kind of a map pushpin at about the 20-yard line, and Dede is a little grain of sand a little over half a mile away. It's in the real cheap seats. We're still analyzing this data. My graduate student, Stephanie Hamilton, who named Dede Dede for distant dwarf, is finishing that analysis now. But right now we think that Dede is a little over 320 miles in diameter. That would make it right at the borderline for dwarf planethood. The sort of arbitrary distinction that we draw for dwarf planets is, are they big enough to be round? Is their gravity strong enough to squeeze them into a round shape like a snowball? The only way to know for sure is to really take an actual picture and see that it's round, and that's kind of hard to do. Sometimes in science, getting that last 1% of certainty and to go from 99 to 100% is hard to do.
I guess the bigger question here is, since we're doing this, is there anything that we can use that you've been already using to find this that might help us find, like we mentioned earlier, Planet 9?
Planet 9. That gets to the heart of what's interesting about this. To me, the interesting thing about a dwarf planet like Dede is not that they're unusual or that they're special snowflakes. To me, the interesting thing about it is that they're probably fairly common. There are probably many more of them, and there may be an even bigger prize out there. What was challenging about doing this analysis was building the technology to take these pictures, to collect these images, to see this 100,000-mile-away flicker of candle and recognize it for what it was. It took years of effort. However, these tools now work, and that means that we can apply these same search tools that found Dede to the rest of our data set, and they will find more things. In fact, we found about 50 other trans-Neptunian minor planets. Dede is simply the largest and the most interesting. But, of course, the bigger prize out there is Planet 9. Now, we've got a survey that's covering an eighth of the sky to a greater depth than has ever been reached by any other survey of comparable area. And now we have the tools that can pull these very faint planets out of an extremely large, noisy data set. We started with 16,000 pictures of the sky containing a total of about 1 billion objects, mostly stars and galaxies. We finally built the tools with my collaborators at Penn to find the transients, find the things that were moving. But there were still 5 million of those, and maybe a tenth of a percent of those 5 million transients were trans-Neptunian minor planets. It was a problem of finding a really small needle in a really big haystack, but now we figured out how to do that. And that's, to me, the interesting thing. Dede is cool. I'm happy we found it. I'm happy the students got to participate in that discovery. But to me, it is pointing the way to larger discoveries out there like Planet 9. Planet 9 was motivated by the idea that if you look at the trans-Neptunian objects with the very longest periods, even longer than Dede, objects that take thousands of years to go around the sun, they follow long elliptical orbits like Dede too, but there's a special thing about those orbits. The ellipses line up in the same direction. They're long, skinny things that all point one way, as though they are under the influence of a yet even more distant massive object that's pulling those objects to one side. The shorter period objects don't do that. They're random. But if you look at the longest period ones, they seem to be under the influence of something else.
Bottom line it for me. It's interesting we found Dede. You've got new tools to work with. Any idea how long it'll take to determine if there is a Planet 9?
People have worked out what the orbit of Planet 9 might look like, but we don't know where in its orbit Planet 9 might currently be. What we know is a band on the sky where Planet 9 might be. Part of that band intersects the eighth of the sky that our survey is looking at. If Planet 9 happens to be in there, I believe it is bright enough to show up in our data. And in the next year or so, we'll know if it's there or not. It's a matter of, you know, months to a year, not decades or something like that.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah. David Gerdes is a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Michigan. They've discovered a new dwarf planet or possibly dwarf planet in the solar system. They're nicknaming it Dede, and they're on the hunt for Planet 9. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.